You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Welcome to WoW Talk, the Mash Those Buttons podcast all about World of Warcraft. My name is Ray Lou, and I'm here with Nick Zelenkevich.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Eric Knudsen.
Hey, guys.
And Chris Harve Greer.
Hello, everybody.
Today is February 17th, 2019, and this is WoW Talk episode 126.
So how is everybody doing? Because I can't really talk that much right now.
You sound terrible.
How's the raid going? You leave me hanging here.
Well, I thought I would let Eric start.
Oh, sure. I'll start. Sorry, we're a little jumbled with our role reversaling going on here. We've been raiding still. We finally actually defeated the Jaina fight in this last week. We did it twice now. So last weekend, the week before. And then we've been working on heroic. So we got the first two down on heroic. The Jaina fight was interesting. It's a long one. And there's multiple phases and all that. I liked it a lot. There's parts, though, that are pretty frustrating, as is usually the trend with a last boss of an instance. But I don't think we're not at the point yet where I'd call it farm. It's definitely all the stars have to align for us to get her down, but we don't kill her. Spoiler alert, she doesn't die. She runs away.
It's definitely one of those fights where you can fight her for like 11 and a half, 12 minutes, and then be like, we're doing good. Then three people die, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wipe at 4%, or like, she ends the fight at 5%, so you're like at 9%. You're like 4% more, half the raid dies, and you're like, shit.
Yeah. it's like the Garrosh fight where you could do great and there's multiple phases, and you can, if you're struggling with the very end, which is obviously gonna be the most difficult part, you could do great for like 11-12 minutes, and then everything just falls apart in front of your face over about 10 seconds, and then everything's just a big wipe. And that's the most frustrating kind of fight, I think, in my opinion. But it gets a little hectic at the end because there's copies. She summons a copy of herself that you have to kill, and then all the freezing abilities. And yeah, it's pretty rough.
I just watched Frozen today for the first time. Is it anything like the movie Frozen?
She's full Elsa at the end, bro. She's all pissed off. Because we're Horde, right? She's like, F these guys. And then you like get her to 5%, she's like, peace out, teleport out. You're like, ah, shit.
Yeah. I guess I still have to watch that movie. I haven't seen it before.
Oh, it's very good. And there's actually like a little, I don't want to say too much, but there are spoilers that I didn't know were in there that I would have thought for a movie that's been out for like 6 years, it would have been spoiled for me. So, no, I recommend it. Watch Frozen.
Okay.
Yeah, I have two nieces that are like 5 years and under. I've seen it 120,000 times.
Oh, God.
No, but like the amazing thing to me is like we watched it with my son, who's almost three. And as soon as it was over, he was already singing Let It Go. I'm like, how did you pick that up so quickly? But getting back to the Jaina fight, there's a cloak. I think it's a cloak, maybe a trinket that drops that has a, like the proc on it, is that it actually like mitigates one of Jaina's abilities. I think there's a phase where she like casts some kind of fog or something.
And you're, the offhand?
Right.
Yeah, I think it might be an offhand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody get that? Because I know you said you beat her twice. Like, I guess as you go through and more people get that item, then presumably the fight should be easier because you're you know, that phase, at least you can move through that a little bit quicker.
Yeah, I think, well, no one got it, but I think, yeah, because the effect is for people, like, it's for yourself, it's a personal, so it doesn't, like, share it across, like, everyone or whatever. Because I know that's what everybody thought it was, like, if one person gets it, like, we'd be in the clear to go through. Because, like, I don't know, the second time doing Jaina, it was very awkward just because, like, it felt like every time we did wipe, it was just got worse and it was harder to see. And I was like, how is this happening?
Yeah. I think everybody's just getting tired because it's like snow blindness, right? Because everything's white. Like, you're on the boat, you have a brown floor, you have depth perception. Then you get to the next part and it's just white out conditions. And you're like, I think we're going snow blind because this looks like it's worse every time we try it.
That is like the end of Frozen then.
Yeah, totally. She's like, ha ha, I'm going to run away and you have to come chase me. And then but you have to chase me through the snow. And you're like, God damn it.
Yeah. So did you guys feel any guilt having to attack her as an Alliance guild?
No.
No.
I'm just still angry that I have to be a stupid troll, man. And hear all that stupid troll dialogue that is horrible over and over. Because, like I said, it's not like we're getting 5% into the fight and we're like, wipe it. No, we're 11 minutes in. We've listened to the whole RP all the way through. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh my god, they're... too much Joe Faken accents, man.
But, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, though, because I thought I saw one of the guilds, I forget which one, was actually trying to sub in trolls for that fight, because I guess the racial might have been better. I guess
you get the berserking, right? So it's just like a little personal heroism every 3 minutes. I mean, I use it, but I still, I want Shadow Meld, man.
Shadow Meld gonna do in a whiteout?
I don't know, I get to Shadow Meld, I don't care. I'm a night elf, that's my class fantasy. I'm a night elf. I'm fighting because they destroyed my home. It kind of takes me out. And they're like, oh, here's what the Horde did. And I don't even get to have my transmog, which really bothers me because that gear looks like ass. It's, I don't know. I'm just complaining to complain, I guess. But it bothers me that we're going to have to do this for like the next 3 months. And I'm... Because we kill Rastakhan, a little bit cool. We can call it now, right? No, we got to do 3 more fights as the Horde.
Yeah, but you're also going to get the Crucible of Storms. So you can run that. You don't have to keep doing Jaina all the time.
That's why she's Jaina Proud Whore. Sorry, I guess that was a bad adult.
Hearthstone, she's not Jaina anymore. They nerfed her. They nerfed her to give her a camisole.
Hmm. I haven't played that in a while. Probably should.
Yeah, it's not that good of a game.
I don't know. People say that all the time at work, and that's all they do is just play the game. It's like, hate this game, blah, blah, blah. Buys the pre-order, pays $50, all the things. This game is stupid. Just keeps playing. I don't know, man.
Yeah, this game's dumb. I bought 75 packs to open today.
All I'm going to say is that I just got my golden druid the other day, so let's leave it at that.
That must mean you've done a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost pretty good for this week for raiding and stuff like that. It's good to continue on and get more stuff done as we progress. And slowly people are, you know, I know Austin's been like, hey, let's do this instead of this and whatnot. And, you know, instead of everybody just kind of sitting around. So that's nice.
Yeah,
I was actually disappointed in you guys because last night I was like, I want to run some Alliance dungeons. Then I popped in and I didn't see anybody on there.
Last night?
Yeah.
I was on before 7 p.m.
Yeah, no, this was around like midnight.
Oh, then we were on after, but it was like late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got home at like 2 a.m. and I look at Discord, Ray's sitting in there by herself. So I pop in, I'm like, hey, you're by yourself. And they're like, they literally left like 2 minutes ago. I'm like,
oh. Yeah, because I finished Drustvar on my Worgen Hunter. And so I wanted to go into Waycrest Manor and beat up the Waycrests. I still still have to do Freehold. I've heard good things about Freehold.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best one to run, especially on that four mythic dungeon week, because you could run all four of them in like 40 minutes.
That's not bad. But yeah, so I enjoyed Drustvar as far as the story. I thought it was compelling enough. It might have been a little bit obvious that Lady Waycrest was behind everything, but I think part of that is just the fact that the dungeon at the end is called Waycrest Manor. That is going to give everything away. But overall, I enjoyed that, and I'm looking forward to... I'm looking forward now. I don't know whether I should work on the war campaign or I should finish up Stormsong Valley first. Well, I did the Tirisgard sound.
Are you exalted and everything?
I don't think I'm exalted with anybody on that.
Okay, well, I mean, because you're gonna have to make your way up, and then because I know Eric got stuck with doing it. Because like when you do the war campaign up towards like pretty much the end, there's a quest for having to get to kill King Pastakhan. And he was stuck on having to be exalted, I think, with 7th Legion.
No, oh, okay.
And then, you know, and then he was able to get it. So because, you know, we already took him down. So it was just kind of like, we'll try to get that done so you can have it for next week for the quest and then be caught up, because that's where it stops, you know. So you have time to do that, hopefully.
Well, yeah, because I was making good progress getting through the Alliance storylines, and then... I realized when the last patch hit 8.1, I wanted to get the Blood Elf Heritage Armor, and I realized I never actually got exalted with the Silver Moon on my Blood Elf. So I actually had to go and get the Tabard and start running dungeons for rep like you used to do back in the day. And so I ran a few dungeons there, and actually that was when I it was the Mist of Pandaria Time Walking Week. And I didn't realize at first, but then I found out that the Cataclysm level tabards work for reputation in the Mist of Pandaria Time Walking Dungeons. So I was able to run those and get a bunch of gear, because they also, I geared this character up through Island Expeditions, or rather I leveled up through Island Expeditions. So I had no gear on this character. I needed rep. I just ran the Time Walking Dungeons. Got a bunch of gear, a bunch of rep, and then I was able to go and do the Heritage Armor quest, and I enjoyed that. You guys, I guess, have not done the Blood Elf Heritage Armor quest, I imagine, as an Alliance guild.
Sorry.
Nope.
<No.
laughs>
Have you done the Dwarf Heritage Armor at all? That's the one that's out, right?
I've done none of them, so... I don't even know if I've unlocked Dark Iron Dwarves at this point. I think I have, because I finished the war campaign and all that.
Yeah, because you do the war campaign, and then there's a little quest you have to do, and then at the end of the quest, get them. Because I did that for the Magar Orcs on the Horde side. But the Blood Elf Heritage Armor is a nice little thing. You go up into Ghostlands and Silver Moon, and you go around, and it's you know, you go to like key points of the battle from Warcraft 3, and then they show you like little flashbacks, and you fight in the flashbacks, which I still don't understand how that works. But yeah, so you go, you fight in the flashbacks, you see Arthas just come in and beat everybody up. You see him kill Sylvanas. They play the clip from the Warbringers where she does her power slide. And then at the end of it, you go and Lorthamar gives you some armor. So it works out very well. I thought it's nice because I know that like Warcraft 3 Remastered is coming, and that'll let us sort of play through all that old lore. But there's something a little more visceral about going to a spot and watching it happen in that like third person viewpoint, as opposed to like a Warcraft 3 overarching map where you see the whole zone and you have the little units. It's a lot more personal, especially playing it on a character. And I enjoyed it. Nice. Anything else fun going on in game?
I mean, I've been having fun. I took a break from Eve. The game pissed me off. Sad panda. Don't want to talk about it. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of WoW. And been really enjoying it. taking full advantage of the Paragon systems. I've just been playing, just been paying attention for like 2.5 weeks now, and I've made like 70,000 gold. Because when you get those, every Paragon level, you get the supply box, and you pretty much average 4,000 gold in those.
Oh, damn.
In each one of them, yeah. And you, the cool thing about the 7th Legion rep is every world quest on Xandalar gives you 7th Legion rep. So you can just rake it in, and you can get a box like every 3 days if you're doing a lot of world quests. So I've just been doing a lot of world quests, and just doing all the things, farming a lot of stuff. Just, I was telling Ray, it's like, I just kind of want to play now, and I'm kind of back into it. So that's good.
So wait. So between WoW and Eve, is this like when you have like two girls, and it's like when one girl pisses you off, you go to the other one until she pisses you off, and then you go back to the other one again?
I haven't played Eve in like 3.5 years before this little latest run in, and I was a real sad panda one day because got my shit blowed up, and I was real sad, and I pretty much rage logged out, and I'm like, fuck this game for a while.
So you'll be back in 3.5 years again.
Maybe. I don't know, I was real sad that day. It was real bad. I was sick, and I was playing at a time I wouldn't normally play, and I was in a zone, like in a place I shouldn't have been, at a time I shouldn't have been there, and I deserved to do it because I should have known better. And the guy, like 41 guys blew up my ship, and it was very sad.
41 guys?
41. Okay, first off, I was like in my transport ship, and I was, sorry, jumping the shark, getting way off topic, I apologize. But they were trying to scam me, like, pay us money, we'll let you go. And I'm like, I don't believe you. And then they warped in 41 ships and blew me up, and I was like, God damn it. And like a friend that, like Matt Bratton said, told me, well, the mistake is you're playing Eve Online, and he's not wrong. So yeah, that happened. But anyway, I'm playing WoW a lot, and I'm really having a lot of fun with it, and I'm back in.
That's great to hear. Because you've been, I don't want to say like the resident curmudgeon lately, but like, you know, you've been very, you've been very vocal about your feelings about the game, and it's great to hear that you're enjoying it once again.
Well, I've started this secret competition with one of our friends, and I'm like, I'm going to win the Azerite power game, guys. I'm going to be the number one in the guild. And I've never been number two, because once I got into it, I went past everybody. And he got like within a level at one point, and I'm like, nope, I'm doing every world quest. I'm doing everything I can do to get Azerite power. And then I'm like, I'm level 39. And he's like, yeah, I'm not even trying. What are you talking about? And I'm like, haha, you can't catch me. And now I'm level 40. And I'm like, haha, he's not even close.
I think if you're level 40, you should be good for like the tier.
No, I got 43.
Oh, 43?
I've got everything on the 400 item level things except the +5 item levels. And I'm like, can't quit now. Gotta get all the traits unlocked.
I have faith in you.
I don't know, man. I hit 40 earlier today, and I looked at, and it's like, requires 50,000 Azerite power. And I'm like, shit. Wait until Tuesday till the Azerite catch-up kicks in a little bit.
Yeah, but like some of the world quests, like when the Champions of Azeroth is up and stuff, you get like 1 or 2 or 4,000 Azerite points, don't you?
So some of it's like, it's like, oh, it grants 1,000 Azerite power, but then every one of those emissaries you do gives you another 1,400 or 400, so you get 1,400 total from it. And then I'm getting real OCD about the quests I do, because it's like, oh, that quest sucks, I'm not doing that one. And like Ray was like, should I do this quest? And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't do that quest, it sucks. It's horrible, you should just skip that one, because it's terrible.
Which quest was it?
It's up in Tirskar Sound in the northern part, and it's one where you mount a horse, and it has like 3 special abilities on your bar, and you have to like jump the fences and spear the trogs, and then little zeppelins come out, and you got to shoot those. And I'm like, this is the worst quest ever made. I want to sling my mouse through the wall. And it's like 2 in the morning, and I'm like, Ray, don't do that quest. What do I do to do this quest? I'm like, skip that quest. It sucks.
I was just like, ah, crap, because I was like on the horse. I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. I don't see his thingy. Oh, God. It was really confusing.
Yeah, I had to remap my bars on my, I like remapped some action bars on my mouse and like space bar had to do this thing. And I'm like, no, this is not worth 200 or 167 Azerite power. No, thanks. It's not worth 75 rep. Fuck that.
What I do have to say about the world quests, though, they're a great way to gear up as well. Because again, with my character that I did through the island expeditions, you know, anything I didn't pick up through time walking, I was looking for world quests, getting, you know, 315, 320 gear the best I could. And now I'm at 320. I can start doing some war fronts and stuff and get into the raid finder. So, I mean, leveling up and gearing up. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of the things that people complain about is that, you know, it's very easy to get caught up when you do get to 120 and you have to, you want to race to get to the current content. So, yeah, I mean, it's super easy with the world quests.
I was also reading Guild Chat earlier, and like one of our friends was like, hey, fresh 120 here, just got a 340 item out of normal. So then heroics are given 350, and then mythics are given like 365s maybe. And I'm like, okay, that sounds really great.
Jeez.
Oh, really hard on those dungeons.
Right.
Yeah, thanks for being on last night, guy.
You know, we have a Discord where you can be like, hey, when are you guys going to be on? We can do a thing.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me look. There's a channel. Can't remember the name of it. It's called the Gearing Up Channel.
Yeah, gear up or group up.
Yep.
I'll have to check for that.
Every guildie has access to that. Don't give me shit, Nick.
Figured you guys would be on. It's Saturday night. That's what you guys are usually doing. I go on and nobody's there. And I'm like, oh, I guess they actually do have lives. Aww.
Well, actually, it's funny because like one of the people, one of the kind of pugs, I guess, that was raiding with us and hasn't been in the last like probably almost 2 months at this point. But like, and message about that, too. It's like, oh, you guys, you know, stay up too late for an old person like me. And this and that. Like, just use the channel because like, I know I do not sit my ass online like all day, especially since I still have, you know, my head injury and stuff like that. Like, I can't constantly sit there. So it's like, if you can post and say you're going to be on, I'll make time to do so because I don't want to waste my precious time staring at, you know, the screen waiting for people.
Oh, that's right. So I dinged 120 on my Blood Elf, as I was saying. And I did it actually because, like, I finished an island expedition. I needed, like, just, like, 10,000 experience. Like, not enough to be, make it worthy to go through a whole other island expedition. I was like, I still have quests in Dazar'a lore I can do. So I had a quest, and I went, and I had to kill some trolls in one of the tiers. And I ding 120. And as I'm doing that, some guy there is like, hey, man, I'm working on this quest. Can you help me? And I'm like, I just dinged 120. I have like a ton of stuff to do right now. Do you really think I want to help you, low level noob, whatever you're doing? Like trying to collect the profession stuff because I know there was some profession quest in the area to gather wood or whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'll be nice. I'll help you with this one quest you're clearly on, and then I'm out. And so I did that, and you know, I wound up wasting like 20 minutes. And finally, at the end, they're like, can you help me? I'm like, no, I gotta go. And then they're like, here, have some money. I'm like, don't give me your money now. Like, it makes me feel like, oh, I just did this for the money. Like, no, I did this just because you were annoying and made me feel guilty. I'm not taking your money.
So. All right, I guess you can have your Good Samaritan title.
I don't know.
I just like thinking of the scenario where Nick's like, ah, oh, boom, 120. And then the guy's like, hey, man, can you help me do this? Nah, I don't help low-level people. Fuck you, man.
I should have said that right
there. I got time for that shit.
Because I'm thinking, like, I got to go again. Because like, I was like, I got to go. I got 120 now. Now I can go get my heritage armor. Let me get going on that stuff. I was like, no, I got to kill more trolls for this guy. So I got to stand there and watch guard while he's collecting wood. I gotta kill any trolls that aggro in the area.
You should have just said, nah, man, roll a hunter. You'll always have a friend with you.
Well, I was playing as a warlock, also had a friend with me. So.
Yeah, speaking of friends, that's what we've been doing that too, and trying to do the mythic, at least one mythic plus, get our groups around. And I actually did before, I guess, Nick logged on, I was helping some other people and their friends do a Mythic Zero and stuff like that. So, you just kind of had bad timing there, I think.
Uh-oh. I don't know if Nick's camera died or if he's...
You guys still hear me, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to the camera. That's weird.
Well, someone tells you the F Nick's cam, so... But, yeah. We've been doing that, too. Trying to get Mythic Pluses. The ever elusive Love Rocket mount that'll probably not drop, but for anybody who isn't sure, you have to be 110 in order to have a chance to get it from your little box of chocolates or whatever. And then
has that been bothering you guys? Do you have any low level alts that are benched now because of that?
I have 11 110s. The only one I don't have is a Death Knight, so I'm good. I don't know about everyone else.
Yeah, most of mine are 110.
I don't do holiday events like that anymore, and let me tell you why. There was year I had 13 max level characters, and I'm like, man, I want this Headless Horseman mount, right? And I ran it every single day on every one of those characters and didn't get it. And I was like, you know what? I'm done with this shit. Not that important anymore.
You're going to be like, Josh, you finally persevered after, 7 years or whatever without one.
Dang it.
Eric, you should do it, because I know you're going to be like, oh, you guys don't get this on your first try. That's weird.
Like, oh, that's weird. What I'm going to say
is I have my Headless Horseman mount.
Nice. So do I. Hard you don't, though.
Fucking Eric, I don't want to hear about this shit. Hey, can I mage solo Kael'thas? Boom, it drops. Does this drop for everybody on the first kill? Done. Hey, man, this guy drops him out. We should come kill him. Eric runs over, kills him, and it drops. I'm like, fuck you.
That was something Antorus.
Yeah.
It was one of those ram creatures, whatever the heck it was.
Oh, Jesus. It's horrible. I don't like talking about mounts around Eric. It's not a fun time.
That's right.
Yeah. It's all good, though. Well, I think that's pretty much what we've been doing, right? I know I'm just up. I'm just doing mount runs and trying to actually get Azerite power because I have gear that need it, and I'm only like 36, 37. So
yeah, we've got a guildie. He's constantly running for transmog, get all the old stuff. He's like, "Hey, you want to come?" And I'm like, "Nah, I don't hate myself that much, man. I'm gonna do somewhere I can actually get some gold."
Well, like, it's kind of cool. Well, I mean, you still make a decent amount of money, I think, while doing the transmog runs, because he has, like, some add-on, and I guess his goal is to, like, 100% transmog mount run for, like, he's like, oh, I'm this percentage from Vanilla and Burning Crusade, so he's going through, except, I guess, sucks when you get both the glaive pieces on your priest. Doesn't count towards the achievement, so... Rip.
Yeah, I was smart enough. I googled what you had to have for the achievement, and it's like, you've got to be a warrior, one of these classes, and I'm like, well, I have two different warriors and two different demon hunters, so I'll run a black temple and all four of these until I get my glaives. Right. I got it in 3 weeks, and then Burning Crusade Time Walking rolled around, and I'm like, I was trying to get in a fresh group to run the black temple, because Burning Crusade Time Walk is actually next week, so it'll be available for those who still need it. But yeah, I was trying to get in a group for a full clear, and people are so terrible, man. It is so bad. You get to, like, you can get through to, like, Blood Boil, and then people just lose their shit, and groups fall apart. And I got super lucky. I found a group that was on Illidan, and they're like, we're armoring people and only taking people that are well-geared. And I got in on my main, and we killed it on the second attempt. And I was like, sweet, I got my glaives. I'm never doing this again unless it's a full guild group.
Oh, can you only do it? Well, it's not just from time walking, or is it a better percentage?
What do you mean? Oh, no, you, like, get the achievement for having both war glaives. You can get them. But to unlock the transmog for the war glaives on your demon hunter, you have to do the time walking version and kill Illidan. After you have that achievement. You can do it on any tune as long as your account has that achievement.
Dead, okay. Crap. I guess I have some stuff to do after the... Oh my god. All right.
Yeah, even those time walking raids like that, it pays off because you people like what was happening is you get would have people of terribly geared demon hunters going, I gotta kill this on my demon hunter to get it. No, you can take your main and get it. You don't have to take your fresh demon hunters in there that you don't even know how to play.
What? I just jump up in the air and start smashing things in the little circle, right?
And yell Illidan the whole time. And you're like, Illidan! Yeah! And kill stuff.
And you never got the artifact weapon either.
Yes, you did. Because when I visited last June, I was like, hey, you should log on your Demon Hunter. We can figure out what you did wrong. And I figured it out. And she got it that day.
I have it now.
Now when it's been deactivated and useless.
Yeah, I know, but you know, just know that, you know, you can still level up. It was fine. Everything's fine.
She unlocked her class hall, so that was a win.
That I did.
That's right.
Nick, are you doing anything else?
No, on that's the horde
side? No? Okay. Wasn't sure if you're
I think we've delayed as long as we can. I think we have to get into the fun topic.
Things I have to keep hearing about when people message me thinking about if I'm okay. Yes, onto the unruly subject of layoffs and how wonderful they've been. A lot of people are pretty angry.
Or you can make one of those Facebook things you're like marked safe from Activision Blizzard layoffs.
Yeah, I probably should have. I don't know. I feel like I get in trouble for being snarky.
It's one of those things you don't want to play with karma because you never know when the next time the axe is going to
fall. Like, suck it, bitches. I've still got my job.
Yeah.
Ray, can you come to my office, please? Crap.
Oops.
Right? That'd be bad.
Well, real quickly, just in case anybody's been under a rock, Activision Blizzard, they had their quarterly earnings call. Bobby Kotick came out, talked about having record-breaking revenue, and then they were also cutting 8% of the workforce, which worked out to about 800 jobs. So most of those, the people affected were people who had been supporting Destiny under Activision, since Destiny's back under Bungie now and no longer with Activision, but also a bunch of esports and community management and support jobs at Blizzard were lost as well. So our condolences to anybody who was affected by the layoffs. I myself have been laid off twice. So I know how much it can suck, especially if you're not expecting it. I know the first time it hit me really hard. And I remember driving home thinking like, oh, like what did I do to deserve this? And what could I have done better? And I mean, that was, again, you know, it wasn't my fault that the company was underperforming. I just happened to be the low man on the totem pole at that point. I guess I could have done a little bit more to prove my worth to the company to save myself. But in the end, it turned out to be the right thing. But the other time the company was closing on me, that's not my fault either. When the whole company's shutting down, you're just like, well, there you go. So,
yeah. I mean, I think for people who are upset about a lot of people getting affected, I mean, it sucks. But I mean, it's another way to have more growth, you know, and have other opportunities elsewhere as well. So that's just trying to be a positive way to look at things. It's, you know, sometimes it can't be helped, and sometimes I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's ever a time where they're just like, we're just going to lay off people because we feel like it. I feel like companies higher up, they probably do have to sit down and have meetings and discuss what's going where and restructuring all the systems of like positions and titles and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I'll, Otive HT in the chat saying the record-breaking revenue has nothing to do with Blizzard relieving their bloat in areas. He's absolutely right that this had more to do with the fact that there's nothing on the slate for 2019 coming out, that they were expecting revenue would be lower, and so they're trying to adjust headcount accordingly there. And they're also redirecting resources. They're going to increase the dev teams by 20%. So, you know, they want to be pumping out more games faster, which... You know, I mean, it doesn't always work directly that way, but in general, yeah, you figure they want to get Diablo 4 out. They want to get the next WoW expansion out. They want to get, you know, whatever's coming in the future for Overwatch and whatever they're going to changes they're going to make to Hearthstone and whatnot. They want to get those out. So Yeah, that, you know, it makes sense. That's what they do.
Blizzard saying, not just yet, guys, but in 2020, make sure you've got a phone. Just saying.
Well, see, that's the other problem, is that, like, ever since BlizzCon, you know, really it's ever since Morheim announced he was leaving, that, like, Blizzard just can't get off on the right foot. Like, everything they do, it just comes off looking like, you know, like the company's losing its values and the company's not focusing on making great games anymore. They're focusing on, you know, cash grabs and stuff like that. And I mean, like Morheim laid people off back in 2012, I think it was. They got rid of 600 people again. I think it was like support people that they got rid of. And, you know, and then they reconstituted the teams. I think that's something you see where it's kind of like, almost like pruning a bonsai tree or something, where, you know, you go out there, you cut off the excess, and then you let it grow back as you need. So they'll see where they need to go. I know, like, for the WoW community, was it Yasithians was like one of the more active community managers. He got let go. Lore, Josh Allen, he stayed on. And I know that, like, on Reddit, they hate him because all he does, like, they feel all he does is the videos with Ian. And then also he has his own Twitter feed where he doesn't talk about WoW because it's his personal Twitter feed. He's not there to promote WoW. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, he doesn't care about the games. He's talking about other stuff. But it's like, dude, that's his personal life. Let him do that. But, I mean, you know, it's
that's going to happen to anybody in that role, though. It doesn't matter exactly. Who it is. So.
Exactly. It's brutal. It's brutal. And it's not right. But, you know, as I said, condolences to everybody laid off there. What I like, I shouldn't say what I like, but what I find interesting is there's a lot of concern now. Like, is there going to be a BlizzCon this year? Like, people are worried about that. And I'm pretty sure
they will.
There will be.
There will, because they'll announce stuff for next year, right?
Right, exactly. That's the thing. If there was the problem is there shouldn't have been a BlizzCon last year. They should have just canceled that and said, we have nothing to announce.
Well, there's only one year they didn't have BlizzCon, right?
2012, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was when they had a bunch of stuff coming out. And they said that it was a mistake not to have it that year. So, I mean,
and, you say they shouldn't have had it last year, but anybody that went to BlizzCon had a good time. I mean, it was the internet that exploded on everybody. Yeah, some people at a Diablo panel didn't have a good time, but everybody else that went to meet people had a wonderful time.
You know, everybody who went to that Diablo panel, too, was like, I was there the year of the April Fool's joke comment. I saw that. Great BlizzCon. So, no, you're absolutely right, is that it's one of those things where, and also, too, you know, they do have the esports championships that they have there. And the community itself, I mean, you have Con Before the Storm and all the community-related events around it, the Wowhead Party, all that stuff. That for them not to do BlizzCon, I think that would be a bigger hit to the community than cutting off the community managers. Because the one thing you think about, like, I don't mean to diminish the role of the community managers. And I know for a lot of other content creators who are more involved with Blizzard, like, it was their contacts that were lost. Like, to them, it was friends that they had at Blizzard that were lost, and that hurts. But overall right now, what is a WoW community manager getting Blizzard? For whatever money they're paying their community managers, Reddit is still a cesspool. I mean, Twitter is a dumpster fire. It's the community. I mean, nobody goes to the forums. The forums are all trash. Like, the community is upset right now because they don't feel the game is in a good place. And no amount of community management is going to fix that. It can mitigate it a little bit, but really, you know what's going to fix this? Put out good games. They put out Diablo 4, people are going to shut up. Nobody's going to be making, oh, don't you have phones jokes once they put out Diablo 4.
No, announce Diablo there will 4. Always be don't you okay, have yeah, phones well, jokes. Yes, there will Those be. Will never go away.
But it won't have the same sting to it, is my point. That, like, once Blizzard starts putting out some good games again, then all the concerns about, oh, well, are they just focused on mobile now? All that goes by the wayside. Once they put out Diablo Immortal, if that's even remotely good on mobile, then that's going to go a bit by the wayside because a bunch of people are going to be like, hey, I'm enjoying this. And so, like, that's the problem right now, is people aren't enjoying themselves as much as they want to be. Overwatch is stale. Hearthstone is stale. WoW has Azerite armor. It's, you know, once these things get together, I mean, if they had done this a year ago as we were wrapping up Legion, I don't think it has the same impact because people are at least like, well, Legion's great.
I don't think Ezra and Armstrong is that big of a problem now. Now that I've grounded out and I've unlocked all the important traits, I'm like, it's kind of fun. It's that grind that people don't want to do. Wild Classic's coming out soon, right? I don't think people understand the grind they're about to go through if they want to play that. This grind isn't anything compared to that game.
Well, I mean, when they had artifact power, I mean, people were grinding the shit out of everything anyway, so I think it's just a particular percentage of people who are going to have, like, something to focus on to complain about, right?
I think the difference between what we have now and the weapons is you could see what was going to unlock and kind of had an idea of, okay, if I keep going, I'm going to unlock all of these things. And now, like, each tier of Azerite armor that comes out, which is it's not going to be the same in the next tier because it's all going to go to the neck and it's going to be different. But the problem was, it's like, oh, I got this awesome piece of gear and there's traits I can't unlock because I haven't ground out the thing yet. And it's an upgrade, but it's not an upgrade, right? So I think that's where that was the disconnect with people on that.
I think that ties into the other big complaint is all the Titan forging and the War forging, where there's a certain type of player who wants to know what the best in slot is and what they have to do to get it. And technically Blizzard's like, you know, hey, you can kind of get the best in slot by running any difficulty of raid. You don't just have to run the mythic. You can run normal and it might Titan Forge or War Forge up and be best in slot for you. But they want to know like, no, I just want to run mythic. I just want to get best in slot. And that's it. I want it to be that simple. And Blizzard doesn't want to do that to the point. I mean, like that it's really, I think that's one of the major conflicts with Ian is that's the way Ian's pushing the game to be. And I say Ian, but I really mean like the whole management for the WoW dev team. And those players are adamant, like that's bad and that's wrong. And that's a huge point of conflict. And it's one of the reasons I think why the community is so sensitive to things.
I like it. The Titan forging because I got a trinket the other day and it Titan forges a 415 and I'm like hell yeah, so I'm on board with this.
But you're the argument against it. Like they're like, no, you shouldn't have that because you should unless you were running mythic, unless you were in a mythic raid or a mythic dungeon or something.
I'm not gonna run mythic. Fine. No. I have zero urge.
I'm with Harv. I like that.
I was
like
in a guild fortune. That was like, we should run mythics, and we were. I was fine through heroics, and the first boss wasn't that bad on mythic, and then we hit a boss we couldn't get down, and it turned into Burning Crusade Muru all over again, and I wanted to not play anymore. That's the point at which I feel like it turns into a job, and I'm out.
Speaking of turning into a job, did you guys hear what Method had to do to prepare for running Mythic Dazara lore?
Oh, was it the bouncing back and forth to get gear from Warfronts or whatever?
No, it wasn't the Warfronts. It was the professions.
Oh,
where they had to level up on every character. I think it was engineering, leatherworking, and tailoring. Or it might have been like engineering, alchemy, and jewel crafting. I forget which three professions it was. But they had to take every character and level up those professions so they could equip. Because there's like a trinket or like each one of those professions had a slot that you could equip for a 400 item. And once you equip that 400 item, then when you run the dungeons and the raid, you can then trade the lower level gear to the characters that you need. So they had to take all the characters, get them up to the max their professions, each profession, so that's three professions per character. Then they could run the dungeons a whole bunch to start swapping gear and funneling that around to the main characters to boost their eye level so they could go in. I think they said they completely cleared out the auction house and they were like over $1 million gold in debt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
On like three servers. Because again, they were just buying all the resources they could to max out their profession and move on to the next. That it's one of those things where I know, like we talked about, or Ian, you know, is talking about like trying to get rid of split reading and like, oh, they're pushing the professional or the personal loot so that, you know, it makes it easier, less guild drama. But all they're doing is they're taking these top end guilds and they're just pushing them into these tighter and tighter margins for what they have to do to actually get that world first. I mean, the other side of that was Limit. They saw that there was that the 400 high level weapon you could get through the PvP world quest if you were Alliance. So they paid, I think it's like $9,000 or something they wound up spending to faction change everybody over to Alliance, get the 400 high level weapon, then faction change back. So it's crazy. It's crazy. It's one of those things where it's like, clearly, I think, like, whatever crucible you set for these top level guilds, they will do it. They will find a way to do it. And if that's what you're trying to stop with some of these changes, go back to the way the loot system was. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, Ray, you used to manage the guild and manage the loot system. Did you really have any problems with master loot or whatever, anything that wasn't personal loot, however you used to sign it out?
I mean, the only downside of that was just how much time it took to have to do the roles and stuff like that. And that took away from our raiding time. Since we don't raid more than 3 hours a night for two nights. So there was nearly no problem with it. We've only had like maybe one person had an issue because they wanted a sword for healing, but they're a paladin who doesn't ever heal, and Corey didn't get it, but the other guy swore that he had gotten it, and then Meany was like, no, that was me on my mage. And so that's why I have a spreadsheet for everything. I mean, it's logging's not hard, but it's just the system of like, we don't do the whole like looking at it and then like, all right, what do you have? You get this. We didn't like distribute it that way, I guess, you know.
Other
we
council. Still
did, yeah, we didn't do it that way. We still did it through like roles, and you know, I still had simple rules of like, okay, if you already won something and there's other people that need it, like I just look at the list and then go, okay, well, I know you rolled higher, but you already won something tonight, so Bob, you get it tonight or whatever, you know. So I mean, I don't think it's harder. It just takes longer for Master Looter.
Then you always get the people, I'll take that for a tank set. And then never want a fucking tank. And you're like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, I called them out on that too, though. So, like, you're tanking now.
The other thing that I wonder is, because one of the things people complain about is, like, Limit and Method burned through, like, the first seven bosses in the raid. And then it was really the last two where they got stuck. And I think the problem was they were overgeared for those first seven fights because, again, nobody was expecting them to have the gear that they had because nobody was expecting them to go to these crazy lengths to have that gear before the raid went live. So I'm almost thinking that for the world first race, there should just be a set eye level. You should just have a set eye level at the beginning and, you know, they can just force that, you know, kind of like they used to do for like the proving grounds and stuff. And then once the world first race is over, then they can open up the mythic so that anybody can go in with whatever they want. And try to get it that way. I think that might make more sense.
Is that still an achievement?
Proving grounds?
No, world's first.
Yes.
Okay. I was just trying to think because I'm like, is this like Harv trying to race first for the necklace where it's just this internal thing that they're just trying to do just to do it?
Monster's not going to be me. He has yeah. no chance.
Yeah. I mean, but that's something, if you want to do it, that's on you though, right? Like, yeah. for yeah. wanting to do that. And if that's what you're, you know, you have your own, like, third-party version of pay-to-win. That's still on you to want to do that. You don't have to, but, you know, if you're part of a team and you want to do that and, like, you want the drive or you have the drive to want to do that, like, that's what you want to do, right? Like, it's not, like, if I don't do it, I'm getting kicked off the team and I'm not going to get my salary of whatever you're, like, a football player or something or whatever.
I don't know if you could say that Method wanted to spend a week killing themselves, leveling up and dropping professions. I mean, they want the glory of getting world first, but that part of it where they're doing these insane things. I mean, how, I don't know how much of that is that you want to do that. I agree. I see what you're saying, that like running, you know, going for Mythic World first is a completely voluntary action. None of us are forced to do that. Like, if you're in Method, you're in Method by your own choosing. Yeah. I can't imagine anybody.
Yeah, because you want to be there and nobody's making you do this.
Right. So I get that part of it, but at the same time, like, the lengths that they went to are just so astronomical that I get it's an outlier on a system and you shouldn't base a whole system and say, hey, this whole system is broken because of this outlier part of it. But like, they're a very prominent outlier part of it. And like, the system is definitely broken to their detriment. And I would think that if I'm on the WoW dev team, I'm sitting there looking at, you know, like what they did. I'm trying to think, like, how can we alleviate that? How can we prevent that? I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some kind of solution. It's going to be a backward solution where it's going to have the higher high level item equipped. You can't just equip something and then drop it. Like, they're going to get rid of that change or something, which is going to make it more of a pain for everybody else. But they're going to try to do something to negate the way that Method got the world first this time.
So that should have been the question at the Q&A. Or for next time should be the question.
It'll come up.
I feel like the only way to alleviate what happened is they're pushing war mode so hard that they put that quest in that would give you a 400 weapon. Don't put that quest in on the next tier, and it won't happen again.
That's what Limit did. Was they were Limit as everybody who faction changed over and went for it. I'm talking. The fact that both teams saw different paths to shoot going for high level 400 gear, and they went through extreme means to get them. And you would think, like, yeah, you think when you hear like Mythic World First, you think about like, I know my class. Like, yeah, I'm as geared as I can be. But you think what's most important is I know my class, I know all my cooldowns, I know exactly in any given situation what I need to do, when I need to do it, you know where I need to be. And, you know, a lot of the fight is just figuring out the logistics of that. You don't think World First is, oh, hey, I went crazy for a week trying to, you know, level a profession that has nothing to do with anything just so I can help funnel gear from one character to another so that that character has the best chances going forward. I mean, it makes sense, but I don't think that's the spirit of what the World First race should be.
So what you're saying is find a way to take away the steroids.
Kinda. I mean, it's not nearly as illegal as steroids. Maybe it's more like,
well, spending money to do something so you could try to be better, right? I mean, that's the way I'm taught. That's the way I'm seeing it. Not a little bit. The illegal part or whatever, because obviously they have their own, you know, terms of service and stuff like that, and that's not in there. But I just mean, you know, the means.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'm not shocked that people do anything to quote unquote min max their characters. Right? It's like it's an option. Somebody's gonna do it. So. Doesn't shock me. I personally don't have a problem with it. I mean, technically every other guild had the exact same option those guys had. So, yeah. Just who's willing to go to those links, and they wanted world first, so they were going for it.
Yes, they were going the distance.
They were going for speed.
Oh, God.
They left their families all alone in their time of need while they were grinding that shit out.
I'm sure if Blizzard would like you were saying, Nick, if they made it so like for that world first period, it just normalized all the gear level or whatever, made it so they couldn't or there wouldn't be any way for them to try and have to leg up on the other guilds that are trying for it. I'm sure all of those guilds would absolutely love them for that, knowing that they don't have to. All they have to do is play better than the other team, right? I mean, they already do that shit for PvP. So you go into a battleground and now there's no advantage of having better gear because everybody's the same.
Yes, Eric, you hate that they normalize PvP,
fucking
though.
Hate that. Don't see? Get me started on that shit. But I can see like how it's not like any of the members of those World First raid teams love leveling professions that are worthless or love faction changing or doing any of these things. They just feel they have to because they're trying to win. You know what I mean? So if they took that out of it, I could see that not being a bad thing for them. And then, I mean, not leave it that way, but obviously just until the world first is achieved. And then they could be whoever, you know, once they get that, then, you know, it's back to normal or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I don't know. Like I said earlier, it's just basically, you know, it's on you on what you want to do. You don't have to do it, but if this is the part of the team that you want, and this is your structure that you want in your life and you're hard up on yourself for it, that's what you're going to do. And I don't know.
I mean, in a way, if they just leave it this way, it's fun for the rest of us because we can laugh at the misfortune of those that have to do this. Like, it's like, you chose this, you son of a bitch.
It's like, hey guys, we had a slow news week, and wow, let's talk about these guys that wasted all this time and money trying to get world first. Thanks for the content, guys.
Yeah.
All right. So real quickly, let's start to wrap up here. One other thing I wanted to mention is an 8.1.5. There's a quest coming, or not a quest, an achievement, where if you complete the Horde War campaign and the Alliance War campaign, you'll get a you'll get special mounts. You have to do both of them. What I mean is both of them. You get an Alliance Wolf and a Horde Horse, which is why I'm trying to get the Alliance War campaign done, so I can get that mount 8.1.5. And then real quickly here, let's look back at episode number 26, 100 episodes ago. Which is funny, it was April 14th, 2015. Ray and Eric were sick. Jeremy was farming Savage Bloods, trying to figure out the best combo of crafted gear, since Warlords had that weird, you could only wear three pieces of crafted gear at a time, restrictions. We talked about the WoW token, since that had just come out. We talked about the treasure hunter ability in the garrison. We talked about Blinktron's Vault, how you can get that from like 500 gold up to 4,000 gold. And this is really where garrisons became a moneymaker. We talked about Azeroth Armory, where they made Gore Howl and how it was awesome. And then we talked about April Fools at the time, since the patch notes had just come out there, where they had B-motes and they had a tinderbox for your followers in the garrison. So that was episode number 26, 100 episodes ago. Does anybody have anything else to say?
I remember at the time that I had taken a long break, like 3 or 4 months off of WoW, and then for some reason I loaded up like the instance and they were talking about, hey, the WoW token's live. Well, I'm like, oh, okay. So I literally went and opened the game and it's like, you can use the gold you already have to buy the WoW token. I'm like, oh, cool. So I bought it and then I was back in.
All right. Well, I guess if that's it, then do the wrap up for today, right? So this has been episode 126 of WoW Talk. Thank you everyone at home for listening. Thanks to Heat Kings for the intro song. Thank you to Jarrett for producing and editing. And thank you to everyone hanging out in the chat room. Another Rear, Apricot, Droop Fruit, Cog Whistle, Commander Root, Host Giveaway, Hotel Soup, Soap, whoops, KDK Weekly, Neater Hino, Odovet, Slow Cool, and Zane Kyber. We are at WoW Talk MTB on Twitter and also at MTB site. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/masterbuttons and YouTube as well at youtube.com/masterbuttons. Eric, where can people find you?
I'm findable on Discord at Toretto #7645, and I suppose I'm also findable on Facebook.
However, where can people find you?
On Facebook at Chris Greer, on Twitter at Harvscream, which I haven't been on Twitter for a while, but I should get back on that, and on Discord at Harv#8673.
All right, you can find Nick at WookieBH, and you can also find him on the MashCast and on the Tour and the Goblin, and you can find me at my name at Facebook, which the URL is at Bishonomiko for Twitter, and also the same handle with #4932 on Discord. Join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord, discord.me/mashthosebuttons. Our next show recording is March 3rd at 10:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. Email with any questions or comment at wowtalk@mashthosebuttons.com. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help out, please share and rate it if you can on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Stay tuned to hear about our other shows on the Mash Those Button Network. For Nick, Eric, and Harp, I'm Ray. Enjoy playing WoW.
See you guys.
Later.
Bye. Shit. That was really confusing. Fine. I tried really hard there, guys. Fucking A.
Illidan is disappointed and you were not prepared.
I know, I'm fucking gonna cry now. What the hell?
Thank you for choosing a Mash Those Buttons podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to subscribe to one of our shows, you can find us on multiple podcast platforms across iOS and Android. Just search for the show on a podcatcher like Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts and hit subscribe. If you can't find us on your favorite podcast platform of choice, just go right to the mashthosebuttons.com website, grab the RSS feed, and put it into your podcatcher of choice. If you want to check out some other podcasts you may enjoy, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com/shows. For World of Warcraft fans, we have two podcasts, WoW Talk, which is our news and community podcast, and The Torn and the Goblin, which is our lore and story podcast. If you enjoy Overwatch, make sure to check out Watchpoint Radio to keep up with the latest on Overwatch and its community. If you enjoy fighting games, make sure you check out Double Tap for the latest in the FGC. If you're a fan of The Division or looking forward to The Division 2, make sure you check out Sit Rep Radio. If you want to keep up with the latest at Mash Those Buttons, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mtbsite. Facebook.com/mashthosebuttons and youtube.com/mashthosebuttons. We'd also like to have you join our Discord community, so just go to discord.me/mashthosebuttons and join us for a chat. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.